Okay, hello everyone. This is just a quick rundown on some off the top of my thought heads about the recent shooting in Orlando. So what's happened is there's an American-born Muslim who pledged allegiance to ISIS, and then he's gone to a gay club. He's killed 49 people with high-powered guns. Or a high-powered gun. So there's this big confluence in this particular shooting between Islam and terrorism, and there's homophobia and transphobia. There's the American gun culture. There's American culture in general. There's all of these different parts to this particular issue, this tragedy. So there's 50 people dead, 49 people dead. There's a lot more wounded people. The problem is it's only a drop in the ocean. It doesn't look like anything significant's going to change soon from where I can stand. There's been more than one mass shooting a day since 2016 started. And once again, it's not going to change. I could talk about a lot of different things here, like because there's so many layers to this, but I'm just going to stick to some big ideas. My take on it is that it's not just one problem. People seem to want to talk about it's a Muslim thing, or it's a terrorism thing, or it's a homophobia thing, or a gun laws thing. The problem is, for me, none of those things, none of the parts of this exist in flux. It's not like he was a perfectly well-rounded individual and he just happened to be a guy who was predisposed to ISIS's ideologies or propaganda. It's not just that he had access to high-powered weaponry when he shouldn't have. All of these things are interconnected, and it's, for me, it's the culture in general that you need to examine. You need to examine healthcare, mental health care, gun ownership requirements, attitudes to sexuality and gender and tolerance really need to be examined. You know, this guy wasn't brought up to be an extremist, but he still had this really severely homophobic sort of bent. From what I can get, he was also a regular at the club. He was also on Grindr, I think, and stuff like that. So he might have been one of these self-hating homosexuals. So there's that sort of thing as well. Now, there's all different sorts of people. And unless something is directly hurting you, you shouldn't have a problem with it. The guys in the nightclub, the men and women in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, weren't there hurting anyone. They were there to have a good time, to celebrate their lifestyle, to unwind after a rough week or day. If you think that part of it is the problem, you're a big part of the problem. That's the kind of thing. If these guys had have lived, if these men and women had have lived, you would have been a homophobic fool, yeah, but nothing would have happened. As it is, 49 lives have been lost. There's been a ton of other people injured. And that has a ripple effect. There's a lot more people who have been hurt and affected by that. As a country, as a culture, as a world, that it's caused a lot of hurt that way. So you need to have a problem with the guy. This should be obvious. This is like humanity 101. So here, like, if you think that not enough gay people were killed, here's where you can start examining yourself. What do you think you're achieving by egging this sort of thing on? The guy was mentally ill. He wasn't acting rationally. And you think that what he's done is okay. So what does that sort of say about you? You're clearly not functioning on a constructive level, if that's where your head's at. If we killed all the gay people, the world would be fine. Bullshit. Gay people have been here forever, same as, and this is, goes back to the interconnectivity, same as Muslims and transsexuals and many, many other variants of humanity. People are people. They've always been like that. The problem is that stupid people suddenly perceive these variants on humanity as a threat when they're made aware of it in their little sphere of knowledge. There was a whole group of people who hated it when they struck down Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It was like, oh, you're letting gays in the military. Bullshit. The gays were already in the military. You just didn't know about it. And the military was fine. The military will continue to be fine. They, like, go back to the race debate. It used to be segregated, blacks and whites. And there was a whole group of people who thought, oh, no, suddenly when they mix, it's going to be terrible. They'd already been mixing. There were biracial children. I'm pretty sure there would have been biracial children around before apartheid ended. Like, this is it. This is what's stupid about it. Okay? The gays aren't the problem. Okay? Now, I'm sort of barreling through this because I only have 10 minutes, so... You know, that, yeah, you need to examine the thing as a whole. Don't just concentrate on one thing. You need to examine the relationships between them. The gay people aren't the problem. So that's one for the trolls. Now, gun ownership seems to be another thing. Now, I could fill up an hour alone on gun control. I'm going to say two things. The first is the big guns don't kill people, people kill people, but guns make it a lot easier to kill people. That's why they were so revolutionary in warfare. You can kill people at a distance with relatively little knowledge of how to use a gun, relatively little skill. They're a big leveler that way. Just based on that, without any of the politics or history or your constitutional rights or any of that thing, just based on the fact that these things can kill other people at a distance with little to no skill, toddlers can use them, children can use them, based on that, they should be controlled and tested for and restricted. Period. That's my take on it, okay? I saw another thing, like, just as an Australian who was a young, I think I was 12 when the Port Arthur massacre came along, and that was the catalyst for Australia instituting the gun control it has. And I've seen a lot of people go, oh, you know, but they defanged the Australian populace. So now if the Australian government wants to go despotic, the people won't be able to defend themselves. You Americans have this big thing of, oh, it was so, you know, we could fight back if the government went despotic. My big thought on that I'm going to finish up with because I'm close to hitting time, the government isn't going to take over using guns, okay? The government's going to take over using all of the systems it's got in place, all of the information it has on you, the table, the game's already been played. That one's, you guys are already fucked if the government decides to fuck you. You're not going to be able to do anything because you have a safe full of guns, okay? Let's call that right now. That's just a thought as an Australian. Looking at a lot of Americans' arguments against our system of gun control. I'm going to finish that there because I've only got 10 minutes. So, yeah, guys, get your shit together. Thank you.